This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go about 90 miles north, 94, 97 miles north, whatever it is. Let's bring in WBAY Sports' Dave Schrader. Dave, thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, glad to join you.
So are you at practice right now?
I am. Practice number 11.
Number 11, and are you like loving it? Are you just like all in? Is it still exciting, or have you gotten to the point of training camp where it's like, let's get to Saturday night already?
You know, it's tough because it's good to really see the position battles, but this is a team with playoff and Super Bowl aspirations. So each successive camp I cover, I think this is like number 14. I am more and more eager to see real football in September. So it's fun. Right now, I've just finished watching the one-on-ones between DBs and receivers. They're just starting team drills right now. So it's a comfortable day. There's some breeze. So today's a good day to be at practice. So I'll say there's some sticky, sweaty ones the last 2 weeks with that humidity.
Yeah, that humidity has been real, as well as the Canadian smoke has been real as well. Take us into it. You just saw the one-on-ones with the defensive backs and the wide receivers. Who won? Who won the biggest matchup? Who impressed you the most, Dave?
Keyshawn Nixon. Can he be a boundary corner at an elite level? We'll see. Can rookie Matthew Golden be an elite impact player right away? They went head-to-head three times, Nixon winning the first two on what were deep routes, the third time with Jordan Love as the trigger man, completed a short crosser to Golden against Nixon. It's also really fun watching yesterday Romeo versus CV Carrington Valentine. They were going at it. Romeo making sure that Carrington knew the score 2-1 in his favor. Romeo had a great deep catch against CV again. And on the second rep, CV got, it was an incompletion, but he had some separation first, did Romeo.
Got it. Well, we, of course, I feel like every day on Sports Talk Radio, on the blogs and the podcasts and everything regarding Green Bay Packers, we're all talking about Matthew Golden and can he step up and will he end up being the number one and whatever it might be. But I keep hearing that Romeo Doubs has had a really good summer so far. Tell us a little bit about what Romeo's been doing right.
Well, Romeo, if you'll recall, as a rookie in 2022, was like a training camp superstar, earning rave reviews from veteran Aaron Rodgers. It's been that type of camp again, except people have come to expect it. I've told people for the longest time that I think Romeo has the best hands of any tackle receiver I've ever seen. I put him right there with Davante Adams. Obviously, Davante had the whole package, the route running, the releases, the hands, the speed, this, that, the other. But just pure hands, Dobbs is right there, maybe better than Davante. I've covered this team 14 years. I saw Greg Jennings last year here. Greg Jennings had great hands, probably on par with it, but I'm a little more fine-tuned with what I'm watching now. His hands are so good, which is why it was so shocking that Romeo had some drops last year. And the receiving corps as a whole had drops last year. Dobbs is not dropping the ball. He is showing off the
hands. He's locked in.
Late hand. It's like a vacuum. That ball goes towards his mitt, and it sucks. He just he can't miss. And it's really cool to see. I hope he can stay healthy with the concussions. And obviously the competition in that room is going to bring out the best in everyone, because if you're not playing your best, you're not going to get the snaps when the regular season rolls around.
Dave Schrader, WBAY in Green Bay, joining us on Thunder at the Fair. And Dave, I said the same thing about Romeo last year. Like, when we started the Mason Crosby show, I think the first day was October 12th last year or something like that. And I think in the first week, Mason was already making fun of me because how much I was in love with Romeo Doubs' hands. And then he had the week where he took off or was suspended or whatever. And then he had the concussions. And then I don't know if there were some mental fatigue or whatever was going on. But how good can this receiving corps be if Golden is who we think he is, and if Doubs plays to his potential, and Wicks plays to his potential, and Reed plays to his potential? We were told so much that there were three number ones last year, and there were like three number twos at best. Can this team, can this group be who we want them to be?
I think the fun word that you use is can. Of course they can. Will they? It's the question, right?
Yeah.
Because we've seen it. Jaden Reed's had week after week where he's chasing 100 yards and making impact plays down the field. And then last year we saw like a month and a half where he did nothing. Dontavian Wicks, we know his yak attack skills. You get the ball in his hands and he has a hand full, but will he catch it with those hands? Romeo Doubs, can he be consistent with what we all know he provides in route running and catchability? And Matthew Golden's been, as you mentioned, a revelation. Go figure, the first round receiver around here in two decades. Of course it's going to be fun to watch if he lives up to his billing. I think they have the talent to do a lot. And I also think not to be overlooked is Jordan Love's health and mobility. When he had 18 touchdowns, one pick down the stretch his first year as a starter, he was at the peak of his power. Last year, Brazil scuttled that from the word go, the final play of that fourth quarter. I think if he's mobile and able to stress defenses late in the down, not just within the initial timing and rhythm, I think that they really can achieve their ceiling, not just live at their floor, which is what I feel like they did last year. They're a playoff team day in, day out, even in the toughest division in football. Last year, the NFC North, the most wins in the history of the NFL in a division. It was remarkable.
Yep.
This team is a playoff team. They can be a Super Bowl team. I'm not going to pick them. I picked them last year, so I'm not going to do it this time. I learned my lesson, but they can. It's just a matter of will they stay healthy and will the players live up to that potential that we've seen from each and every one of them.
I think that's a fair way to put it. Dave Schrader, WBAY, joining us on Thunder at the Fair on The Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and the free Odyssey app. Well, you talked about Jordan Love, and I have a couple Jordan Love questions. One is, it sounds like he's going to play Saturday night, maybe a little bit. Do you expect him to play a series or two? Do you think he gets out there? And would you play him Saturday night? Because I'm a bubble wrapper. I'm a bubble wrapper just for my quarterback, because quarterback is such like in any sport. There's no importance on any position in any other sport on earth like a quarterback in the National Football League. And Matthew Golden's the only new face. Like, it's not like Love has to learn a new relationship with anyone else. Everyone else there essentially was on the team last year. Golden's the only new guy. What do you do with Love on Saturday night?
What I would do is irrelevant, but I think he'll play similar to last year. Preseason opener, had three plays, got to a third down, threw a bomb. He was done for the preseason. Hey, and I think if you're going to do it, it makes sense to do it in the first one, because you're going to have a joint practice next week in Indy. He won't play probably. A joint practice against Seattle the next week. He probably won't play. This one's at home. Give the home fans a little something. And then bubble wrap him, so to speak. I know those joint practices are competitive, but he still has that red jersey on. In terms of live action, does he need it? I don't know that he needs to play in the preseason, but I kind of think he will just a little bit. I also think it sends a message to the other starters who have to play that, hey, everyone has to do a little bit of this. I don't know. I don't know what I would do, but that's what I expect.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think, you know, we kind of heard that from LaFleur, it was yesterday, when he was asked, you know, are people going to play? And he said, my guys are football players. So, you know, football players play football.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was he said.
I also think, you could do handoff, quick throw, and then, you know, he's not in harm's way, handing the ball off and doing like a wide receiver screen, and then maybe do one drop back pass, and hey, and that's, you know, there you go.
And that, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense to me. Dave Schrader, WBA.
Go ahead. On third down,
right?
It would be feast or famine. You either get the touchdown, get him off the field, or it's deep and complete, and he's punting. You know, it's a three plays. Let's go.
Absolutely. Who are the starting five on the offensive line going to be Saturday night? And will that tell you something? You know, and we know Rasheed Walker's a little banged up, so Jordan Morgan might be out there.
Right.
Will it be telling who the starters are?
Oh, absolutely. If the starting O-line's out there, expect Love probably as he's watching warm-ups. And if they're not, then probably not. Although a lot of times Love will warm up before preseason games, then take that uniform off and wear
clothes
when they reemerge. But I expect Morgan to be a left tackle with Rasheed banged up. Right now, the first-team offense going right now with Morgan at left tackle.
Do you think there's a chance? Is this the Wally Pipp, Lou Gehrig situation? Is there a chance that even with a minor injury to Rasheed Walker, that Jordan Morgan could come in and win this job?
I think that's what the Packers would want, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You want your first-round picks to succeed. You want all those years of player control with a player who's performing. Rasheed Walker's on the last year of his contract. So I think he has been up and down in camp, has Morgan at left tackle. But if he starts to settle in, if it were up to me and it were equal, I'd give it to the younger guy who's the former first-round pick. That's what I would do if I viewed it as an equal competition.
We will find out. That's the beauty of all these questions, right, Dave? Is that, like, you're there every day, and you're taking notes, and you're seeing what's happening, but we're all going to find out together who's starting and who's playing and who can succeed and who maybe is not quite ready for prime time, whatever that might look like.
For sure. September 7th. Everything before then's window dressing, right?
Exactly. So we've touched on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we've talked so much during the preseason about Jordan Love and that, you know, when he got hurt at the end of week one at the game in Brazil against Philly last year, he really wasn't the same quarterback for quite some time during the season. We found out, when was it really, during OTAs or when it was, that Kenny Clark was probably dealing with a more serious injury than we knew about during the season last year. How's Kenny Clark looking as part of that D-line with so many young Georgia guys trying to get playing time and guys on the edge trying to get in there? What has Kenny Clark looked like so far in training camp?
It's really hard to tell when you can't actually hit the quarterback when he gets through the line, but he's been his normal self. I expect a bounce back here. He's a year older, but he's still not old. Remember when they drafted him, he still couldn't legally drink until October of his rookie year. So as long as he's been in the league, rookie in 2016, he's not that old yet. I expect still good things from him for a year from now.
And then the D-line in general, I know there's a lot of names out there. I know that our friend Andy Herman from Packaday Radio likes what do I call them? I call them the law firm of Brinson and Stackhouse, because they're the two Georgia guys, and of course they're not the only Georgia guys on that defense. What are you seeing from that defensive front, and then transition over to, are we going to get the LVN that we all need and deserve this year?
LVN has looked better in camp. I will say that first and foremost. And DeMarcus Covington, the new D-line coach, is looking to get a lot out of these guys, that law firm we're talking about. We talked to Warren Brinson yesterday, and he talked about Nas being focused, not just on the field, but in meetings. And sometimes that had been a struggle for him in the college ranks. But he says right now we're seeing the all-SEC version of Nas, which I believe was from Stackhouse's sophomore year. And okay. I think that from a guy who knows him as well as Warren does, I think that's high praise. And I've seen him flash, so I'd like to see what they can do.
Nice. I know today in his press conference, Matt LaFleur had kind words about Javon Bullard. And as we're looking at that secondary and how it kind of gets mixed and matched, and now with Nate Hobbs out for the rest of training camp, who has the opportunity to step up with Nate Hobbs out and kind of show off a little bit over the next couple weeks?
I think Carrington Valentine, to me, has had a really good camp. Obviously, you don't spend $48 million, $12 million per year on Hobbs to sit him. And obviously you pay that money usually for a boundary corner, not a slot position guy. I mean, Bullard got the high praise from LaFleur today, but he has been cooked a few times in one-on-ones, as Matt said, and even in team periods from that slot position. It's going to be really interesting to see how the team deploys their best 11, because obviously your linebacking and safety corps are pretty darn good and pretty darn deep. But the corner position you're open for is week one, and when he's back, he's going to play. You don't pay a guy not to play him. Keyshawn is not going to be sitting on the bench either. The funny thing is, we talked about Sam Chain problems with Joe Barry a few years ago at corner. Injuries have their way of working things out, too. As much as I hate to say it, a lot of these positions, we're like, how on earth are they going to decide? Sometimes the decision will be made by the health of the players. And if not, then you do, in fact, have some champagne problems, because I think Carrington Valentine's had pretty good pitch.
Dave, you sound like you're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers starting pitching rotation right now. Right? Because, we've seen that.
Too soon, right?
Right. We've seen that all season where it's, what are they going to do when all seven guys are healthy? And I think with starting pitchers especially, but then certainly with NFL players, there's always going to be and we don't hope a major injury on someone, but there's always bangs and bruises and things that jump up. And even with what we saw with Mizorowski with the Brewers, like, does he need to be on the injured list? Probably not. But is it good for him and for the team to give him a 2-week break and to to go on? And I think that's it sounds like what the team could do, whether it's Nate Hobbs being out right now or whether with Rashid Walker out or whoever else, whatever other position group. And that's why you put the quarterback in bubble wrap, right? Because that's the only position where that doesn't exist, where we know Malik Willis is a really good backup, but that's what he is. He is a backup quarterback in the NFL. He's not the guy you want 17 weeks as your starter.
Yes. But Malik, for the first time in my tenure here, I view that backup quarterback position as actually pretty darn solid. For as much as they had backups like Matt Flynn and Brett Hundley, I believe in Malik way more than the others. But you're right. No one wants to watch that for 17 games when we could all be treated to number 10 for 17 games.
No, but you're right. It does feel nice. It feels a lot nicer than some of the backup situations they had when you just, and granted, for the most part, we knew Aaron Rodgers was going to go out there and he was going to be the quarterback. But there were, Seneca Wallace had done some nice things in college, but was not ready to be that guy. Brett Hundley was a nice used quarterback at UCLA, not ready to be that guy. And we just saw, to know that. At least against Tennessee and Jacksonville and whoever else Malik played against last year, that he could come in and not make mistakes. That's the biggest thing, right?
Right, and not make mistakes, but also not just be a game manager. Like the deep down throws, not in the Indy game, but Tennessee and Jacksonville to win those games, not just try not to lose them. That impressed me.
Yeah, absolutely. Dave Schrader, WBAY, joining us live from Packers practice here on The Fan. Anything else? You know, I guess the only other question, we didn't talk about Brandon McManus, and I know that, like, he's been all oohs and ahs. Like, have you ever seen, is he a robot? Is he human, or is he a robot?
I think that guy is having the best training camp of anyone on this 90-man roster. He's missed two kicks. And it's not he's only attempted like 12. It's something like 45 more attempts so far. I think 44 for 46, if I'm not mistaken. It's impressive. Last year, I mean, he did the same thing. He missed two kicks his whole time with the Packers. One in the driving rain against Detroit. And then one, of course, in the playoffs against Philly.
Yep.
That guy's pretty darn good. Everyone knows why he was available. But he has been really solid.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, that's another one that since Mason had left had been question mark after question mark after question mark. It's nice to not have the kicker position as a question mark, isn't it? It's nice to just know you got your guy.
That's definitely true. Like in practice, like we're charting what yards he's kicking from, this, that, and the other, and people are like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be good. It's dead center like almost every single time. I think it's two misses playing off the upright. Even. It's not like he just yanked one. It just barely didn't make it.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, Dave, enjoy. Is there anything Saturday night that you are, like, specifically looking forward to when the Packers actually play a, I'm going to say meaningless, but it's not meaningless for everybody. It's very meaningful for, you know, numbers 50 through 90 on the roster in this football game. Is there anything specific that you are looking forward to Saturday night?
Receiver battle. Mecole Hardman and Malik Heath, I believe, will duke it out for the final roster spot. I also really like Will Shepard's route running. I don't think he'll be able to make the 53 here, but I'd love to watch all three of those try and put on a show. In the defensive backfield, can Omar Banks, can he continue his hot streak with five interceptions, three on family night? Omar Brown, rather, not no Omar Banks.
Yeah, Omar Brown. Yep.
I'm looking at on the line. Omar Brown. Can he
all
keep
good.
It going? Because obviously that safety position is stacked. But he's been fun to watch as well. And at corner, I want to see CV keep doing stuff and keep trying to make tough decisions for his coaching staff.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much for jumping on today. Had a blast. Enjoy practice. Enjoy the game Saturday night. And we will definitely catch up with you down the road as we get closer to, as you mentioned, September 7th. We can take all this window dressing and throw it to the side and get ready for real football then. But until then, we will learn a lot about this team, and it's fun to learn it together. So, Dave, thanks so much for jumping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.